deliciously unexpected pairing.
It's the Friday vibe, man. Kidding me? All day yesterday, I thought it was Friday until about 4 o'clock. I was like, uh-oh, we got to do this again tomorrow, huh?
You know what? I'm dying over here. The Amazon reviews of Terry's book.
Oh, they're out. Oh, I didn't even read them.
The customer reviews. Finally, a book to put on your head.
Our guys.
I bought this to place on my head for protection from severe weather. I will update this review once I use it, unless it doesn't work and I'm dead. Imagine my shock not to see a back cover blurb from Murph praising the book.
Oh,
and then this, I give it 7 slices of pie. I don't know.
The score of a lifetime, ladies and gentlemen.
It's great.
Make sure you jump on barnesandnoble.com, or you can
I liked it.
You can get it on Amazon the way I did, the way a lot of people apparently did. It's a very quick read. It's our guy, Terry. We have a special show for him November 15th in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. Should be a fun time. Make sure you're listening to the rest of the show as well. Not just because you like hanging out with us, but because you can win yourself. Is it a pair of tickets?
Yep.
A pair of tickets to that very, very special show. You just have to be listening for the Terry Sounder. All right. Any other news next?
Yep. Some sports stuff, some non-sports stuff. All fun, all worth sticking around for right after an update.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. No Bears football this weekend. The Bears have a bye week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. A guy who will be playing Sunday, though, is Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott. He was granted an administrative stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. His case will be heard by a panel of federal judges next week. In basketball, the Bulls are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. That one tips at 6 o'clock. The NBA announced today the draft lottery is coming to Chicago on May 15th. Blackhawks play in Minnesota tomorrow, where they'll play without Gustav Forsling. He could return from an upper body injury on Sunday. And the hot stove is starting to heat up. White Sox have declined their option on catcher Gio Soto. Cubs today claimed left-handed pitcher Randy Rosario off waivers from the Twins. Northsiders also sent 40 pizzas to the Astros as part of the tradition of the previous World Series champs treating the most recent winner of the Fall Classic. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Gurney Volkswagen. When searching for a new Volkswagen, search for GurneyVolkswagen.com. And are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
In the wake of the Astros World Series Championship, the local radio broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Steve Sparks.
As Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse with Kent Giles.
And this is nuts!
This is from the 630 Pure Gold.
Back to you, Robert!
Thank you, Steve. You know, it's amazing. I wish Steve would get more excited in these clubhouse celebrations.
This is from the 815. Holy bleep, I'm rolling right now.
I'm going to come back to you in a second. Oh. You're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
I ain't singing. From the 618, is he still employed?
I got to throw to Brian McCann. He caught my debut. You know, he has a fair body. He caught my debut in 08 here, you know, over in Anaheim. He's a little overweight.
This is the greatest 10 minutes of radio. This is awesome. Somebody spiked his drink with LSD. Why did they keep going back to him?
Let's go back to the clubhouse with Steve Sparks.
We got Jeff Blum and Julian Morales with us in the celebration. Yo! Like who? Ashton Kutcher? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac.
Don't say Tupac. That's brutal.
Right now, what?
I'm Manny from Modern Family.
Manny from Modern Family!
We learned so many things about Steve Sparks.
Oh,
and I'm so happy that we did.
52-year-old man.
Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth. who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo for the heavens. Everybody in the club's getting some tipsy.
What?
Everybody in the club getting tipsy. A celebration. Yo!
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistle's gone.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. All he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for In Other News right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. You can check out our live video stream at watch670score.com. Brought to you by American Needle Quality Headwear, based in Chicago since 1918.
So last night, Jason had been talking about Zay Jones, the wide receiver for the Bills. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that when we mentioned his name, people brought up his end zone celebration last night. They did a lightsaber battle that culminated in a force choke.
I'm going to tweet it out right now for you.
And it's just the latest in a series of absolutely awesome, coordinated, choreographed end zone celebrations by NFL offenses. And it's such a no-brainer. I'm so glad the NFL did it, because the whole no fun league realized, what's the downside? What is the downside? There have been, and the baseball celebration that the Eagles did when they were doing walk-off home runs, pitcher, catcher, umpire, batter, and the pitch is thrown and the ball is hit, and there have been so many. The duck, duck, goose one didn't really work. There have been some that you have to figure out what it is. We made fun of Zach Miller, like putting money in the safe, whatever that was.
Taking it out.
Yeah, we're
his
quite
dad
sure.
Joke.
Yeah, like the dad joke celebration. But the players are really working on this. Yeah. They're auditioning for roles. They're understudies. They're having fun with it. And why not?
They care.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's so cool. It's only going to get better too, because once you raise the bar, you know, we're going to have full blown kick lines going, or who knows what's happening. It just, some of the cross cultural homages too. The fact that they're doing baseball and Star Wars. I can't wait to see what's next.
You see the Steelers bench press?
Yes. Yeah. He's spotting.
Le'Veon Bell's lifting the weights, and they use an offensive lineman as the weight bench. He sat on the offense. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, I don't think the get off my lawn dudes are in football as much as they are in other sports. So yeah, you can do this, and everybody actually like it. And of course, it helps you out. Your product is helped out by streaming on Twitter. As soon as something crazy happens, it's right there for you.
Although you know that a sponsor is going to find a way to buy one of these, right?
Oh, then it's going to get corny.
Right. That somebody's actually
sold out.
Yep. Yeah. That somebody's actually going to say, well, you know, I had to do my Papa John's bit where
I hadn't thought of it.
Doubled over in agony.
Hell, I mean, you know, I'm still surprised that Terrell Owens didn't get Sharpie money. I don't think Joe Horn. No, Joe Horn did the flip phone.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think Terrell ever got a Sharpie deal, did he?
And he had it in the sock, right?
Yeah, he had the Sharpie in the sock. It was against Seattle, I believe. It was in Seattle, and he goes to the sock, and then after that, Joe Horn did the flip phone. I thought the flip phone was kind of corny, too, but hey, who am I? All right, Dan. A semi-truck hauling honeybees crashed after avoiding a slowdown on Interstate 80 and exiting off onto a side street.
Where on I-80?
This is in Auburn. Sacramento. This is in Sacramento. It happened around 7 p.m. Thursday night near Nevada City Street. Boxes of beehives were crushed and the driver was sent to the hospital. Police said traffic quickly backed up and the driver had to ditch the freeway. A fatal accident for millions of honeybees ensued. Quote, when they have an impact like that, they're usually sprung or damaged and are really hard to salvage, said John Miller, a beekeeper in Newcastle and former Major League Baseball broadcaster.
John Miller on bees.
Nah, it wasn't John Miller. He heard the news and quickly came to assess any chance of survival for the bees. Quote, tonight, the fire department is responsible for the public safety, and these bees would probably be, if they were allowed to stay there, they'd start flying and encounter the bees. A danger now to the public, the Auburn Fire Department was forced to drown out the bees. Miller said he'd seen this before.
That sucks. We need bees. Yeah, there was the great bee disappearance just a couple years ago, and the populations were coming back. Yeah, yeah. The health of honeybees
is very important.
Usually like a canary in the coal mine for environmental issues.
He says, quote, "It's a loss for the owners of the bees, and it's a tragedy for the hives themselves, as these bees were destined to do some pollination work next spring, fruits, vegetables, nuts. It's a tragedy. It's sad.
It is.
If it were to have happened, there's no such thing as bees and ecosystems. If it were to have happened during the day, he said there might have been a better chance for survival. The mess ultimately took hours to clean up, but had the driver not bailed off the freeway, officials said this could have been an absolute disaster.
You know, we need to talk to, if we wanted to, you know who is involved in beekeeping on the south side?
Bee culture?
It will not surprise you. But, like, the go-to guy on the south side of Chicago is our former engineer, Greg Lane, who Terry called Hedgie the Hedgehopper.
Mm-hmm.
And just a
very interesting man.
Fascinating man. But I guess he's the guy, if you have, like, a queen bee land somewhere and all of a sudden you get one of these pop-up colonies, he'll come and, like, grab it with his bare hands and move it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was actually at a farmer's market where one of the honey making Southside groups had their, it's called like Urban Honey or something like that, and they do it on a roof on the South Side. They actually produce and sell their own honey. It was phenomenal stuff. It was really cool. From there to Zion, Illinois,
okay,
where an unfortunate raccoon was found stuck in a sewer grate. Authorities said they found the creature stuck while trying to climb out. And officers had been called to the area for assistance when they discovered the unexpected scene. And according to the Zion Police Department's Facebook post, they says this little guy has been eating a little too well and got caught in the sewer grate.
Oh, no.
And he was so big, the officers couldn't help him out of the grate. So they had to call the Zion Public Works Department. The pictures are outstanding.
Fat like rat!
Crusts of bread lying around, and this raccoon's like, oh, man.
Oh, they got me.
Oh, boy.
I knew I was going to go to the gym last week.
Yep. And
that's a big one.
I believe that Rick Camp said this is going to be the mascot for the I'm Fat podcast. And does that actually exist, by the way?
No, it's just...
It's just a bit, right?
Yeah.
The I'm Fat podcast. Yeah. Yeah. I love the idea
of
it. Those
guys would have to put too much work into it.
Right.
Showing up somewhere.
Right. Yeah. But I think everything's fine.
Having an hour worth of content.
The raccoon was successfully released. He was freed. They described him as no worse for wear. So big fat raccoon is wandering around somewhere happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy. All right, soon-to-be former Tennessee staffer Antone Davis, reportedly did not enjoy working for Tennessee coach Butch Jones. Davis, a former Tennessee offensive lineman, announced his resignation as the program's Vol for Life coordinator earlier this week, according to Sports Radio WNML. Davis felt he was not treated well by Jones. The station said it acquired Davis's resignation letter to Tennessee Athletic Director John Curie. In it says he took, quote, constant intimidation, bullying, and mental abuse from the Tennessee head coach. Davis told Curie that, quote, I had always dreamed of coming back and being able to contribute to the continued success of the athletic program. Davis also said that working under Jones, quote, has been one of the worst work experiences I have ever had. Statement from Jones to the station wished Davis well and thanked him for his service. The report also noted that Jones recently requested a raise from Davis, unbeknownst to him, and was denied by the school. You can read more about the letter in a previous email to Curie in the link above. With Yahoo Sports, I'll put the story out there for you. We appreciate Antone's work for the University of Tennessee and our football program. He had an outstanding career here as a student athlete and then returned more than 20 years later to impact the lives of young men who are following him. Davis was also a first-round pick in the 1991 NFL draft and played 7 professional seasons. So this is what it looks like when it is time for you to go bye-bye. When people start saying you're the worst person I've ever worked for and start being put on record and it's not getting tamped down by anybody. Like, this is the Jim McElwain thing. It was one thing. This Tennessee job, they have been waiting for Butch Jones to be Butch Jonesy for a while now. And all they've done, when he said we're champions at life, I believe it was last year, you knew he was on the way out. There's going to be a couple of jobs, whether it be Texas A&M and now Florida and maybe Tennessee here very soon. A few SEC jobs that somebody's going to have to man. And there's going to be some really, really good talent for teams to scrape up as well.
And that is In Other News, brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com /free alerts. Limitations apply. And I'm having a difficult.
I'm having a difficult time with these texts. Yeah, why is this person on about the bees?
Okay, because let's just go back.
Anything that wasn't like a plant or
yes.
bacteria or like something else.
All right, let's start here. Did Jason say when Bernstein said he had an animal story and he said mine's about bees, bees are an insect? So he texted back, all insects are animals.
Yeah.
Bees are animals. Did you think they were plants? Then he texted back, Jason, no, bees are insects, not animal.
Because Bernstein
said animal, so did Jason. And I said, all insects are part of the kingdom Animalia.
Animalia.
Do you think they are plants or minerals? You know, because...
Sometimes I question myself when somebody comes that hard, like, no! So I was like, wait a minute, they are animals. Like, what the hell is
this? What do you think they are?
Are we wrong? Are bees not animals?
They're animals. The taxonomic ranks, so you always can remember the kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species, subspecies.
Okay.
They are part of the animal kingdom.
Right. So, screw you.
Right. I don't know what you think they could possibly be if
not plant,
animals.
They're not bacteria. They're
flying,
not,
stinging plants.
They're not fungus or fungi. It could be fungi, but...
Hey,
honey. All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number you want to jump in the conversation. We are Bears-less this weekend. Got a couple other stories around the NFL we want to get to. I know you got some NBA things that you want to jump in as well. At some point,
yes.
We need to talk about the number one pick overall in the NBA draft.
Let's do that because there's something really weird going on that smart people are questioning some of the mainstream reporting on this and some of what we're hearing. It is a what could develop into what... For me, I think would be an NBA first.
Yeah, unfortunate circumstance if the worst case scenario is played out here. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Bill Ryder, the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at Farmers.com. I know in the afterglow of an incredible World Series and a letdown by the Dodgers, there will be a temptation to say, Clayton Kershaw proved the doubters wrong. A gem in Game 1. 4 scoreless in relief in Game 7. If only the Dodgers brass had gone to him at the start of that game. Don't buy it. Don't believe it. The Dodgers' inability to bring home a World Series championship has as much to do with Kershaw as any letdown from the offense in Game 7. Look no further than his start against Houston in the middle of this series when he went 4 2/3 and gave up 6 earned runs. He's the best pitcher of his generation. He didn't get it done when they needed him. This World Series loss is on Kershaw, and his legacy is one of futility in the postseason. I'm Bill Ryder.